if you have a hired man who keeps on loafing, you might decide to discharge him. And you say to a friend of yours, I think I'm going to
fire him or let him go.
Or get
rid of him.
And somebody who is always wants to give the impression of knowing about everything. You might say, well, he didn't really know what was going on, but he blank, he knew it all.
He thought he knew. He thinks he knows it all, or he thought he knew it all.
All right, and if he tries to give that appearance, you might say he tried to give that appearance.
He
didn't know what was going on, but he blank, he knew it all.
He acted like he knew it all.
Okay, if somebody at school, you had two pencils on your desk and you came back, they were gone, you might say, Who
got my pencils? Or stole my pencils?
Okay. And if you say, oh, I had forgotten about that, but now I
remember.
And you might say to me, well, you must have a better memory than I do, because I sure don't
remember that.
Okay. Any other ways?
Recollect. Okay. But that's something old. You don't hear that much
right.
anymore.
Okay, and you have a friend who's away and you want to keep in touch with him. You say, well, I'm going to go
write a letter.
Yesterday I
wrote a letter.
And I have
written.
And I expect from her.
I expect to hear from her.
Or get
a letter from her.
Okay, you ask a question and you get an
answer.
And you put the letter in the envelope and you take your pen and
you address it.
And if you ask someone what you're supposed to put on there, you say, now where is it he lives now? What is his
address?
And if a little boy has learned to do something new, for example, he's learned to whistle, and you want to know where he learned that, you might say to him, Who
taught you that?
And if you're going to Miami, somebody says, when are you going to Miami? And you say, well, right now we're next Wednesday.
We are leaving next Wednesday.
All right, and you are going to say that it's your plan to leave next Wednesday. How would you say that? Right now we are
going to leave next Wednesday.
I want you to put a word that implies that's your plan to, but you know, something could interfere that your plan is to leave next Wednesday. Right now
we are planning to leave, but if nothing happens,
okay.
We will.
Or if somebody's working on the farm and you ask him, did you put that new fence up yet? And he might say, no, but I
hope to put it up.
Okay, if a little boy has done something naughty and a little girl saw him do it, the little boy might say, now don't you go to mother and be a
tattletale.
Okay, would you ever use that about grown-ups now?
Maybe, perhaps, but not. You think of that more as a childish thing.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you know.
It's not quite the same as gossip. It's more
no,
in the little kid.
No, he's not. He's just kind of telling on you.
Right, okay. And when you went out to get the gladiolas, you said, I went out and...
And cut the flowers.
Okay, another way to say that.
Got the flowers.
Another way to say...
Plucked the flower.
Do you say that?
No.
I provoked you into it. Do you ever say that?
No,
what
I
about
don't.
Pick?
Oh, I picked the flowers.
Okay.
Now I'd say that,
yeah.
But pluck it I wouldn't.
And a child might play with anything you play with, you say it's
as a toy.
Any other ways, old ways of saying that? Are you a pretty or a play pretty?
Yeah, play pretty.
Play pretty?
Mm-hmm.